Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story. It is a bit of a biographical story, which means it's about a person, okay? Biographical. So today's person is a guy named Samuel Morse. That's who. And that's the name of the book. Samuel Morse, that's who, is the story of this man, Samuel Morse. And what did he do? Why is he important? Well, it has a subtitle. And the subtitle says, The Story of the Telegraph and Morse Code. Ooh, a code? Let's discover what it means. Today's story was written by Tracy Nelson Maurer, and it's illustrated by El Primo Ramon. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Whoa, I didn't catch all of that one more time. He made a bunch of noises. It was kind of like a sound. Is it a code? I guess we'll find out. Here we go. Back when Samuel Morse was a boy, news wasn't usually new by the time folks heard it. A letter could ride for weeks between towns or sail for months between countries. In the early 1800s, nothing traveled long distances fast. So who would dream of sending instant messages? Samuel Morse. That's who. But first, he dabbled with other inventions, though without much success. A water pump he designed with his brother. Almost nobody bought it. His marble cutting machine. Already patented. He experimented with wild paint mixes too. Milk for a pearly effect. Glazes for glossy finishes, even beer, for some reason. But truth be told, Samuel fancied himself an artist, and a fancy one at that. But he mostly painted portraits, tromping from town to town to earn money. His dream? Painting grand scenes. Hercules dying. Bible stories, historic battles. He believed his talent would raise America's boorish taste in art. Boorish. That is a $10 word. What do you suppose it means? It means crude or unmannered. It's for people who don't have very developed tastes, if you will. So he thought he was pretty big stuff. Well, success always seemed one step ahead for Samuel. His beautiful artwork earned little attention and even less money. Still, Samuel hoped Americans would learn to love fine art, especially his. He sailed to Europe in 1829 to study the old world masters. He would paint a huge picture of their art to show back in the United States. Leonardo da Vinci, Rubens, Rembrandt. Samuel saw their greatest works in Italy and France. He also saw the famous French optical telegraph system in action. Now created in 1794, it had served military leaders during wartime and had kept villages updated with news. Towers relayed nearly 10,000 possible codes for messages, depending on the signal armed positions. If it wasn't foggy or dark, who could think of a better system? Any ideas? Samuel Morse, that's who. In France, they had these great big towers. And there were little arms. In the picture, we can see there were little arms sticking out at the top of the towers. And depending on how those little arms were moved, the person in the next tower over could see, oh, this is what's going on over there. And then they would send the message on to the next tower. But you have to be able to see, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be able to see.
I'm guessing there has to be at least 10 people up there.
Yeah, there has to be somebody up there, too. But not until he finished his masterpiece. Day after day, for more than a year, he painted in France. Samuel finally stored his massive painting aboard the good ship Sully and sailed for home in 1832. Talk on deck drifted between not-so-new news and the possibilities for electricity. Was it simply a toy? Could this liquid lightning ever be useful, they wondered. Their chats sparked an idea for Samuel. Samuel drew a system that could use electric pulses to carry coded messages through wires between two machines. Neither weather nor daylight would be a bother. Samuel also sketched a code using dots and dashes to stand for numbers. Each number meant a certain word. He figured he'd need about 30,000 numbers.
So maybe it would be like dot, 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 one, two, three. Something.
Yeah. Maybe. I like cookies. Dot, 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 dot. I don't know. It's a good idea. But you'll need about 30,000 numbers and one very big code book. Back in New York City, Samuel proudly unveiled his masterpiece. And, as before, not many people noticed. But folks took great interest, however, in his ideas for an electromagnetic telegraph machine. Delightful, amusing. But how would such an electric contraption ever be useful? Who would show them? Samuel Morse, that's who. He began working in earnest on his telegraph. What does it mean to work in earnest? Earnest means intentionally and seriously. I am wholeheartedly working on something.
So what if I was trying to say seriously to one of my friends, I could say that word?
You could say that word. Mm-hmm. Yep. In fact, it was a very common word back when this book was written. He experimented with an alphabet code. He gave the most frequently used letters the easiest symbols to send messages faster. For example, just one dot could stand for an E. Samuel also tinkered with clock parts to move a paper tape that recorded messages. He strung wires around his studio to test his work, but Samuel was still an artist at heart. He needed help. He shared his idea with two friends, science professor Leonard Gale and the machine-minded Alfred Vail. The team clicked. Samuel set aside his paints to focus on the invention. By 1842, they were ready to show the world. They wrapped thread, tar, and rubber around 2 miles of copper wire and laid the cable in New York Harbor from the tip of Manhattan to Governor's Island. A crowd gathered to watch. Samuel began tapping the code into his machine on one side of the harbor. Dit, 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 dit. And in a blink, the machine on the other side began to scratch into the paper tape. Dit, 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 dit. Amazing! People clapped and cheered until the line went dead. And then they laughed at Samuel's crazy idea. Samuel later learned that a ship had pulled up his cable, not knowing what the wire was, and the crew had cut it and thrown it back into the water.
Why?
Oh, he was so close to success. Samuel asked the U.S. Congress to fund a telegraph line between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. After a long and blustery debate, Congress agreed. Samuel set his deadline for December 1843. Delay followed delay. And what does it mean to delay? It means that you are not doing things quickly or promptly. You are doing things slowly and not hustling at all.
What else happened?
Well, Samuel's team finally set to digging trenches along the route in October. They buried the cable in lead pipes, and then, with only months left, crash! The trenching plow hit a boulder and crumpled. And while it was repaired, Samuel tested their work so far. Nothing. The team discovered that poorly made pipes had caused the wires to fail in damp soil. Samuel needed another plan, and fast. It stood to reason that if the wire didn't work below ground, then perhaps the best solution was above ground. In March, the team went back to work. They strung wires between tall chestnut poles. They covered about a mile a day, rain or shine. The telegraph crossed into Baltimore more than a week ahead of the demonstration planned for May 24th, 1844. The big day came. Samuel set his machine in the U.S. Supreme Court chamber. His assistant, Alfred Vail, set up his machine in a Baltimore train depot. Samuel tapped a coded message to Alfred, and then he waited. Moments later, the machine clattered. Alfred had replied with the same message. What hath God wrought? Success. But what does that mean? Any ideas? Okay, so that's old-timey talk. Hath actually just means has. And wrought means brought. What has God brought them? A new technology. In time, telegraph lines stitched the United States together from coast to coast. Undersea cables linked America to Europe and beyond. Everything from train arrivals to news reports in Morse code from city to city in seconds. And governments and businesses and friends and families, well, telegrams connected them all.
Imagine there was a wrecked boat that they connected some of the wires to, like a wrecked boat that hit the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
But there was still one part sticking out that they tied some.
It would make them a lot easier to find that boat, that's for sure, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who made electricity useful? Who created instant messages and changed the world forever? Samuel. R. That was Morse code for Samuel Morris. That's who. And if you would like to learn more about his special codes, you can find them kind of pretty much anywhere. You can Google it, and then you can see how to write in a special code, and you can learn to write Morse code to all of your friends. And that's pretty cool. And that is also the end.